Yeah, sometimes I ask people what's the cause of climate change, and they tell me carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And I ask them what's the cause of poverty, and they say unjust trade sanctions and arrangements. I ask them what caused the Fukushima nuclear disaster, and they say a tsunami. But in fact, in all of these cases, the major cause, if not the only cause, is human choice and human behaviour. That's the elephant in the room of the 21st century. For the first time, our fate is in our hands. And our world will be the result of our choices. What our institute is interested in is the role of people's values and psychology in those choices. So we don't study the environment itself, we study the individual actor or the human animal. Why do people have the values that they have, and how can those values be changed? We've grown up with a Judeo-Christian set of values in the West that's well served us through history, but in this century, we need a new set of values. We need a secular set of values that can be shared all around the world. We're trying to articulate what needs to change to deal with problems like climate change or bioterrorism. We need to understand what our obligations are to people in a different way. So capitalism, free market economics have all been extremely valuable drivers of change and development, and I'm a great libertarian and supporter of those. But today, we need a new set of values. We can't just say what's good is what people want. We have to understand what is good and how we should relate to each other, what levels of sacrifice we should have, what our obligations are to take responsibility, not just for what we do, but now for what we allow to do, what we allow to happen. This century is offers the possibility of unparalleled levels of well-being around the world, but it also offers the possibility of annihilation. And it's up to us how we make those choices, and we need an understanding of our psychology, not just to tailor policies, but to try to influence people's behaviour. And we need ethics. We need a new set of values around equality, around tolerance, and around the appropriate levels of sacrifice to enable everyone to have a decent chance of a decent life.